නමෝ තස් භාවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස් භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස් භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස Today's topic is practical applications of breaking compactness wisdom. Okay. So first, when we talk about this topic, first we need to understand what is this gana, compactness gana. We are always living in the state of understanding of compactness. Since the time we were born, in fact, throughout the samsara, since the beginningless time, we are always living in our understanding about compactness. Whatever you look at, this computer, the flask, whatever, you see there's something stable, something, some solid object. That is the mind is already perceiving things in compactness. The moment when we started to recognize the man in front of us as father or papa, so this is compactness. When you call this is my mommy, this is compactness. Yeah, we never leave compactness. We are always living in the world of the perception of compactness. So is it a problem? Yeah, it is a some kind of a necessity. Yes, you may say so. But exactly for the same reason of compactness, a lot of wrong perception arise from there and holding on, grasping. And because of that, a lot of causes of suffering are committed all the way, all the time, because of our perception of compactness. So that's why today it's important for us to have a peek into this idea, this compactness. Okay? How many types of compactness we have? Let's see. Santati Gana, continuity compactness. Samoha Gana, synthesis compactness. Kicca gana, function compactness, or functional. And aramana gana, object compactness. So this diagram is a little, sometimes if you do not understand it, it might be a slightly misleading. It may give rise to the understanding that there are three compactness for materiality and one compactness for mentality. In fact, it is not the case. It is for materiality, you can find three types of compactness, and for mentality, you have the first three plus number four, the object compactness, mentality. Okay, let's move on. Today we cannot go. In fact, this is a topic can go on for 1 week. So today we will just grab the main one and go into the daily life application. So our purpose for today is to not to plunge deep to deep. If you really want to go deep, you go into the vipassana. So today we will just touch on as an introduction and for you to be able to grasp the main idea so that you can, in real life application, you know how to apply it to help the mind. Okay, three types. Okay, forget about the reference. If you want, you can go and check it out, the reference. It has its foundation in that. Okay, Later we will explain each and each one, each type of the compactness. So it gives rise a little, the presentation is a little, can be, if you are not careful, you can misunderstand. So I think, actually, continuity compactness means you live in the continuity thinking that, this object is an object, is a stable one. Okay? Which is a wrong perception. It is never stable. Not a single moment it is stable. This flux. Or this Bandhya Mangala. Not for a small moment it is stable. It is arising and passing away very, very fast. You ask a quantum physicist, they will tell you the same thing. All are arising and passing away very fast in a flux. So when you break down, when your mind is so sharp, your light of wisdom can penetrate and break down and see the momentary rising and passing away, then you have these three. You have this breakthrough, the continuity compactness, then you come to these three things. Okay? The body comprises of rupa kalapas that arise and perish. A kalapa has no continuity. As soon as it arises, it perishes. There's no time for a kalapa to go anywhere, not from life to life, not even from second to second. Yeah. This is the, when you break down compactness. When you don't see these three things, then you are living in continuity compactness. You are having the perception of continuity compactness. Okay? You get the meaning, huh? When you break down and see that it is not continuous, it is momentarily arising and passing away, then you break down the compactness. If you see it as a continuous one, then you are living in the wrong perception of compactness. Okay? So, in fact, you need to understand this context. I think this is the diagram may... I think later we improve, later we improve. It's my mistake, that today when I went through, I saw the substance. But this fine point, I didn't point it out when it was presented, prepared for me. It's my mistake. Looks okay. Actually, our body, is made out of various parts. Synthesis, compactness. But even when you break down, you cut the body into various parts. You have not come to breaking down this samuhagana, synthesis, compactness. You have not come to it. This is just a kind of a rough simile to show to you that our body actually can break down into smaller parts. But still not breaking down synthesis compactness. You want to break down synthesis compactness, it's made out of, even when you see kalapa, it's still not breaking down that compactness yet. You have to see into the smaller subatomic particle called kalapa, the substance of it, the elements, then you call it break down the compactness. So, this is just a rough understanding that our body made out of various parts. Like that only. But still not really breaking down compactness in vipassana sense. In vipassana sense. And this is very important. Later I tell you why, how important it is. Later. Don't worry. We just explain the meaning. We explain the importance of it. When you talk about the continuity, compactness, it has something to do with the time. When you talk about synthesis compactness, yes, something to do with the space, your grasping about space, okay? So this, to show you the synthesis compactness of one, each kalapa, at least each kalapa you have this eight element, earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, order, flavor, nutritive essence. So I won't, for a short talk, I won't go into explanation of each and every one of them. That's not the purpose of today's talk. So just know this. Just know this. In fact, you really want to know more when you go to Vipassana, this stage is better. It's better. Just an introduction. So it's like So this is not really to show the bodily parts. It's not really in, I have to make clear, it's not really to say you break down the compactness. Because compactness, to break down compactness, you must go into the level of subatomic particle level, Kalapa level, and to penetrate into the elements of Kalapa. Then only you call, you break down the compactness. Even when you see Kalapa, you cannot say you break down compactness. Only when you break down the Kalapa, the contents of Kalapa, then you can say you break down compactness. Okay? So yeah, so this is say far away from breaking down compactness. But something to indicate something of breaking down like that only. Not in the real sense. Okay, 63 maturities of idols. It's not the purpose of today's talk to attempt to go into these details, not possible. Just to let you know what are rough idea, what are the things that you supposed to penetrate and see directly with insight when you come to Vipassana. Okay. So, talk about the function compactness. Each element. What elements are we talking about? These 63. There are various elements. Earth, water, fire, wind, etc. Each element has its own characteristic. Lakana, in the Pali you call Lakana. Its functions, rasa, manifestation, pachupatthana, and proximate cause. What produces it? Padatthana. It does not depend on any external thing such as a self. Okay. One example, elements is like chakupasada eye. Translucent animal element. The real English translation is eye translucent element. This is not the purpose of today's talk. We will just skip through. Not shown in the eyes like that. It is in the eye kalapa, one type of kalapa, and inside the kalapa we have this element, eye translucent element. Just for an example, so this is just an introduction to let you know something, how it is like, characteristic, function, manifestation, proximate cause. For example, characteristic is a translucent element which are ready to be impinged with a dila, impinged by color object. Function, it takes the color as the object. Manifestation, act as a base or door for eye consciousness. The eye consciousness will take it as a base. Proximate cause, it is a karma bond, four great elements. Four great elements are earth, water, fire, wind. Fire bond, kamaja rupa. Kamaron, not fire. A karma bond arise due to the craving for visible object, rupa tanha, then it produces. Today is also not the purpose to go into deep each and every one. You cannot finish it. Take a long time. Okay. But when you do vipassana practice, it is not too difficult already at that time. Because seeing is one thing. When you want to visualize, imagine and understand, that way it's very hard. But when you meditate and see, that's quite much easier. Okay, so look at the purpose. What is so important? Unless we successfully penetrate it with insight, these three types of compactness, we will not be able to overcome the self-perception, atasanya, and we won't be able to attain the non-self-perception, anatta-sanya.
Why this is so important?
Because it is always the self-perception that gives rise to all defilements.
It is the non-self-perception
that gives rise to a lot of purity. And when for those who want to overcome suffering, attain nibbana, liberation, is it important? Yes, it is important. Because penetrating this, break down compactness, help us to remove the foundation for causes of suffering to arise and to establish a good foundation for all wholesomeness to arise. So, we need to understand the fundamental principles of the Buddha's teaching. The fundamental principle. Why we need to do all these things to break down compactness for what? You see, the reason we come to Buddha's teaching is we don't want suffering, we want happiness. And we need to know that all the sufferings happen because of causes of suffering. And why we commit the causes of suffering? Don't we all want happiness? Yes, we want happiness. But why we choose to walk into suffering? Because we don't see. We have the sense of self. Very deep rooted. Very, very deep rooted. Sense of self. Ego. A self. Because of that, we have craving, greed. Yeah, we get angry. We get deluded. Why? Because we have this. All originates from the sense of self. For that reason, the Buddha teaches a scientific way, a realistic way, to make us sharpen our mind with all the Dhamma faculties so that we can penetrate reality to see that in nature, there is no permanent soul, no permanent entity that we can call a self. This is a little deep, huh? A little deep. It seems simple, but it is a little deep. So sometimes we need to guide people through the meditation, because otherwise, theoretically, many scholars make mistakes. Scholars, no matter how much they study, still, they cannot break through this. Why? Because this is not something to so easily talk about. Yeah, we can talk. But the real understanding comes from direct penetration, direct insight into this. So we need to see. So you understand how it works, how the Buddha's teaching works. Because of not seeing, all the causes of suffering are committed and you suffer, and she teach you a way penetrate to see things as they really are in the ultimate sense. And then because of that seeing, the delusion, the illusion upon which we build our defilements, upon which we create all the bad karma based on the wrong perception. And the Buddha's way is to use a sword of wisdom to penetrate the illusion, the wrong perception, so that we can see, so that no longer live in delusion. And when we no longer live in delusion, then naturally our mind will be removed from these taints of causes of suffering. So you know how the Dharma works, how the spiritual training works. So that's why breaking down three types of compactness is so important. Okay. Compactness of mentality. Okay. For mentality, for the consciousness and our mental states, we have three and four. First three, the same. Continuity, compactness. Synthesis, compactness. Function, compactness, object. And with object, compactness. Later I'll explain.
So again,
the diamond shaped arrow is to show to you the breaking down of Santatigana, the continuing compactness.
If you don't see this, if you do not discern how a different consciousness and its associated mental factors arises in each consciousness moment throughout the cognitive process. If you don't see this, then you are living in continuity compactness. But when you see this, you are breaking down continuity compactness.
Okay? Everybody has this continuity compactness perception, this kind of perception. Until you penetrate and break it down with your vipassana insight. Then you can discern how consciousness arise one after another. Okay? So this is just to show you how consciousness arise one after another. So it's drawn in different color. No, consciousness doesn't come in colors in this way. But just to show you clearly, distinctively, each different consciousness, one arises after another in one flow. So it is not one consciousness that lasts through times. No. It is a flow of consciousness which arise and pass away consecutively one after another. But today we are not going to it. So if you see things as this, the consciousness all come in the flow, then you are breaking down the continuity compactness for mentality. But if you don't see, then you are not breaking down. You are living in the perception of continuity compactness. Okay? So understand it correctly. Okay, this is, for example, first jhana is like that. Okay. 这是举个例子，如果是初禅行的过程，大概是这样，不同的行的过程，只是给你知道。好。 所以第一，你看，好，OK，I will explain. Then a synthesis of compactness for mentality to discern each consciousness and each of its associated mental factors in every consciousness moment throughout the cognitive process. So if you can see just this manodhara vajana, the ingun cha sama manodhara vajana, the my adverting consciousness, my adverting consciousness, manodhara vajana, my adverting consciousness. So we have these elements, So each different consciousness got different content of the mind. So if you can penetrate each of them, then you say you break down the compactness, of synthesis, synthesis compactness. Okay. If you don't break down, then you're living in the synthesis compactness for mentality. For example, now we say first rupa jhana, first jhana, no need to say about this. First jhana, then you will have this process. And for example, if you have first jhana, you have 34 mentalities, one consciousness and 33 mental states. This times two, actually you have 12, mental, body and consciousness. This is all quite not too difficult. If you're interested, you just see the Abhidhamma book, not too difficult. But not today's topic, so we won't go into it and explain each one of them. Okay. So if you see, when you see each and this consciousness arising and passing away consecutively, then you are breaking down the continuity, compactness for mentality. But when you see each consciousness, the content of it, then you are breaking down the synthesis compactness of mentality. These all can be experienced in Vipassana. So function compactness,
To discern the characteristic function, manifestation, and proximate cause of each consciousness and each of its associated mental factors. Okay? So this is a very detailed breakdown. It is important to know that each they play different function. Otherwise you see it as a lump, as a whole. This human being is doing this and doing that. Actually different. For example, some people will accuse, this is a bad person, he's doing bad things. But sometimes you see he's doing good things again. And you say, why? Well, how? Because when you hold on to compactness, oh, this one person do good and bad. But actually doing good is the good mind that do. Good mind and all the relevant mental states function differently to achieve certain result of certain action or the manifestation of certain action. Then, sometimes when you do something good or bad, all because of various function done by different consciousness and mental states. Not a single person that does both things. No, not like that. This is important understanding. So this compactness of mentality, the whole thing is the fourth one, object compactness. The idea this to break down this compactness is very important. Why? When we meditate, sometimes we have a sense of pride. Oh, I see impermanent suffering non-self. Oh, I see the I have different insight. I have different wisdom. Sometimes we think like that. So there's another ego arising out of the practice. So how to overcome it? In the Vipassana training, we have Arupa Sataka practice to take the knowing mind, the insight mind, the wisdom mind, take it as object. How to do it? Use the later mind to observe the earlier mind. Possible? Yes, it is possible. This is another story. Later you will know it's possible to go to see the previous mind long ago. That happened long ago. It's possible. It's something like you reopen the record and then study it. Something like that. Something like you replay a video, something like that. So you take this as object. Take the knowing mind, the wisdom mind as object. How to take it? The later mind will take the previous mind as object. The previous insight mind, the previous wisdom mind as object. And knowing that this wisdom is also not continuously flowing. It is also not one compact entity. It is broken down. You can see all the elements, consciousness and associated mental states. And you can see each of them has this manifest characteristic, function, manifestation, and proximate cause. So if you can do like that, taking the wisdom mind, the knowing mind, that you assume it is a self. You feel it is a self. You feel it is a soul. But when you take this object, then it becomes and takes the object and penetrate the three compactness of it. What compactness? Of continuity. You know that even the insight is arising and passing away. Even the insight consciousness has its consciousness and associated mental states. And each of them has its characteristic function, manifestation and proximate cause. So when you break down the three compactness of that knowing mind, the wisdom mind, this we call the breaking down of object compactness. You turn the knowing mind into an object and then you penetrate and break down. Okay? But anyway, it is not easy to fully comprehend until you come to Vipassana. Okay? This is just an introduction to let you know how far you can go and how the science works only. We don't need to go too deep. It's better to develop your insight, your concentration, and then work on it. Then it will not be so complicated. These I have explained already, no need to go through. Okay. So what is the first compactness?
It is about time. Why? Different moment. So this is to say, the first compactness about continuity is actually about time. Because it's different moment. If you can, let's say if a moment is frozen, you cannot, it's not possible to break down that compactness. But because it goes through times that things arise and pass away, so we have a concept of time already. You have a concept of time. Then you break it down. Then the space is like, if you don't, if you see it as a solid things, then you don't see actually made out of different parts, different components, different elements. Then in a certain very gross space. You perceive it in a gross space. But when you can penetrate, then you're understanding different. And each function, the characteristic function, manifestation, and proximate cause help us to understand. One big thing is actually, it serves various functions. It's because the various elements play the different functions, like that. And the object, break down the object compactness. When we have the knowing, and take the knowing as object, and by later knowing, the later knowing mind see the earlier knowing mind, like that. Then you can see the earlier knowing mind. It also made up of the same thing. And then also three kind of compactness need to be broken down, penetrated fully. Then you achieve this, breaking down the fourth compactness. Okay? Now we come to our main part of our today's talk. Shortly, I will explain. So the first thing is continuity. When we live in the compactness of continuity, we tend to hold on to our memory. Oh, this is a bad person. This person did harm to me. This person will do harm to me again. Oh, this person did good to me. He will not do bad thing to me. But which is, it can be wrong. And sometimes this kind of mistake can be fatal, can be killing, But the right way is to see things as they really are, moment to moment. People can change, a nation can change, a people can change, because through times can change. And if you want to make best use of your encounters with life, with the world, then you need to have this kind of alertness moment to moment. Then only you can cherish the opportunity that comes your way, and you also can avert danger that comes your way. Moment to moment, perceive things as they really are. Sometimes people can treat us well, very well, all the way, suddenly turn back and set a trap for us. Possible? Yes, possible. We have 1,000 stories to quote if we really spend time. But today is not for us to do that. And sometimes people can do something wrong, but they are in a position to repent, they change, transform, and we need to know that also. We need to know that also, so that we don't regard people unfairly. Sometimes people change. They become better. But we hold on to the perception of their old mistakes. This is not fair. This is not loving, We don't give people a chance to transform. This is not good. We should always try to see people as they are, moment to moment. So this compactness of synthesis. When we always hold on to things as a lump, which is not true. People, they have their good points, they have their bad points, they have their strong points, and they have their shortcomings, their weaknesses. So as a leader or as someone in your real life, try to see that as they are. Sometimes it is not fair. We always regard people all good or all bad. This is too simplistic, too naive. I remember those days when we were young, we watched the Second World War movie. It's always the Englishmen and the Americans are all the good people, and the Germans are definitely bad, But actually, when we grow up, things are not like that. They have their good, they have their bad, they have their right, they have their wrongs. But things were presented to us by the movie in a too simplistic way, too generalizing of the situation. Okay? So this will not give rise to wisdom. We need to penetrate and see that people are made up of different components, different elements, like that. And the third one, so to say the functions, sometimes we need to know things are produced by, you think things is one, but sometimes different things, the different components of the things, they serve different purpose and different functions. Sometimes if you don't, you take things, everything as a lump. There's a English saying, also Chinese saying, I don't know which come from which. It says when you pour away the bathing water, you pour out the baby as well. When you think, take everything as a whole. Oh, that is dirty. So you throw out the baby. It seems a bit funny, but in real life, sometimes people happen like that. Because if it's not good, you throw out all. No, you don't throw out all. You only throw out the elements which is no good. So I just want to tell about a old story, which I told a few times in the past, which can give you an understanding about breaking down compactness of function compactness. Once there was this wise woman, she has a rival, the rival to want to take away her husband. Then somehow this rival sent an apple to her children. Then she suspect these apples, fruits, not only apples, there are other fruits as well. And maybe charm, in the East you have this called charm. Curse, charm, they use a certain charm. Certain mantra to make it when you eat, you make your mind get carried away. It serves another purpose. Whether true or not, you believe or not, this is another story. I just want to say about the mentality of this woman. So she actually suspect these apples, these fruits come with certain charm because this lady doesn't seem to be so kind. And this lady always go to the, what we call, wizard. Always go to wizard and look for the charm for this and that. So because she has this track record of going to wizard, this lady suspect, she may send the fruits just to harm my children. But the children, poor, thinking that, these fruits I want to eat. So what happened to this woman? She came up with an intelligent idea. True or not true, another story. This story is a true story. But whether this charm actually worked like that, we don't know. No proof. But whatever it is, the mindset of this woman is very intelligent. She came up with the idea to throw away the charm and retain the apples and the fruits and eat it. So she said, come on, my children. Take the fruit and pass it under between your legs. Okay? Pass like that, like that, like that, like that. He said, with this, all the dirty charm will be thrown away, will be scared away. Like that. So, the idea is to break down the compactness of function. The function caused by the charm, let's throw up. Keep the function by of the fruits, which can give you health and good taste and good enjoyment. Like that. So there's one example to throw away the wrong, the dirty things. Same, you keep the diamond and throw away the dust and all the dirt and mud. You keep the diamond in the same way. Okay. So once there was a people who came to meet one wise yogi. I asked, I have this problem, teacher. I have this problem. I have this difficulty. People hurt me, people blame me, whatever. And sometimes I feel inferior seeing other people performing better than me. Such thing, all this problem. Then this yogi gave a very good advice. I heard it directly myself. He said, regard yourself as an object.
Step aside yourself and look at yourself. Step aside and look at it. Then your problem will be solved. So that advice actually originates from this breaking down of compactness of object. You step aside, you look at yourself. This problem is only a problem. You know, a mental state is only a mental state. You know, you don't need to identify yourself strongly with it. And then you can overcome much easier. Okay, take it as object. So it is similar to the principle of breaking down the mental compactness of object compactness. Huh? Okay. So I won't go further to elaborate. You can contemplate on this Dhamma later. So, but the idea is to apply the similar type of wisdom in Vipassana in our daily life. Similar. It cannot be same. Why? Because the Vipassana wisdom is taking ultimate object as a object, which can make your mind incline towards liberation. But this similar kind of wisdom is help you to live a better life, more wisely. Okay? So, for that, I think I close here. Not too long, already 1.5 hours. Let's stop here. Okay? Then, not open to questions. Later, in future, you have any question, you can ask me. It's okay, let's stop here. Idang me punyang asawa kaya wahang hutu. Idang me punyang nibana sa pacayo hutu. Mama punya bagang sabba satana bajemi. Te sabbe me samang punya bagang labandu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.